Praise the Lord. This morning I am happy to invite you all for a feast prepared by Jesus and is calling all of us. Our meditation is based on the topic, Invitation to Jesus' Hospitality. Christuvinte Aadhitheyathilekkulla Kshanam. This is the topic that we are meditating this morning. For that, I would like to read once again John's Gospel, chapter 21, verses 9 to 12. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught." Simon Peter climbed about and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153, but even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord Jesus. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, enable us that we may participate in the feast that you are providing us. Strengthen us and cleanse us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. The chapter of John's Gospel 21 describes the third appearance of the resurrected Lord. This is excluding the first appearance to the women, including Mary Magdalene and some others. John's Gospel, the scholars say, the John's Gospel ended with the chapter 20. The last verse of the chapter 20 is this: Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. That is the concluding verses of the gospel. And chapter 21 is an addendum or an epilogue, it says. It was written for two reasons. One is to reinstate Peter, who denied him three times, to the discipleship, as well as to say that Jesus appeared to the disciples in Galilee also. The synoptic gospels say that Jesus told them that he would go to Galilee after his resurrection, and there they would see him. Matthew in chapter 28 says that Jesus met the disciples on a mountain where he was told them earlier in Galilee, and there they had some meeting together. Well, it was an incident that Jesus showed the disciples in Galilee, where they had their ministry more than in other places. In this chapter, we read three invitations: the invitation to a discipleship, the invitation for a fellowship, and the invitation for a mission, that Jesus has given to them. To the first invitation to the disciples, we read that after a few initial appearances of Jesus after his resurrection in Jerusalem, he gave them an appearance in Galilee, where they had longer ministry and their homes were there. At this time, we read that Peter and other disciples were in their home. They left to Galilee and leisurely they were meeting to each other. And once when they met together, they didn't have much agenda or any any proper things to do before them. And Peter told them that I am going for fishing. He had to live, earn his food by fishing, which he knew very well. So he told that I am going for fishing. And the other disciples also told, we are also coming. And there were with Peter seven of them. Nathanael was with them, and Thomas, who was once not in their group when Jesus appeared to them. But this time Thomas also was with Peter. After Jesus has reinstated him in one of the appearances, which we read in chapter 20. And Nathanael and Thomas and two other children of Zebedee, who were James and John, and two unnamed disciples. Perhaps they were Andrew and Philip, who were friends. These seven went for fishing one night. And after, although they were very expert in fishing and very familiar with the lake, that night they didn't get anything. Early morning, they were cleaning the net and was trying to go home. And then somebody on the shore was calling out, "Hey, boys, haven't you got any fish?" And they told, "No." Then, cast your net on the right side of the boat. Then you will get something. Without much arguing or questioning, they just did that. And when they cast the net, they could drag it back. It was very heavy. And suddenly, John had a revelation and he told, "Man, that is Jesus our Lord." Hearing that, suddenly, Peter, who had removed his overcoat and tied it on his head perhaps, tied it on his waist and jumped into the water and was going to reach Jesus. And the other disciples dragged the net and the fish, and they were also following him. But when they came to the shore, they found a prepared barbecue. The fish was burning on the coal, and bread was ready there. And Jesus invited them, "Come and dine. Come and dine." There is a song, "Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He may you may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine, to the hungry, thirsty sinners calling, come and die. Yes, that was the invitation that Jesus gave them. And the disciples were very happy to have Jesus and their breakfast there. Yes, it was a time of joyful meeting with Jesus. Excuse me. The first meeting, first invitation was given for the reinstating of the disciples. Yes, when they looked back when Jesus called them the first time, they had a similar experience which they were having now. When you read Luke chapter 5, verses 1 to 11, there you can see a similar experience they had. Jesus, they had a failed catching of fish, and Jesus told them to leave the boat a little deeper and cast the net, and they had a large catch of fish. And then Jesus told, I'm going to give you an appointment. Hitherto you were fishermen. Now I am calling you for catching men. You will be fishers of men, not fishermen. That was the calling that Jesus had given. So when they came to Jesus and had the breakfast, they realized that this was the way when our master called us to the discipleship. Yes, that was repeating. And they forgot that they were called to catch men to the Lord. Now they have gone to their former fishing. Yes, that was the... And Jesus, by doing this, calling them to the discipleship for which he was called them first. So it was a calling, an invitation to make them once again fishers of men. That is the discipleship. And the second invitation we have is the invitation for a fellowship. The tired and dispirited disciples saw the burning coal and the fish being cooked for them. They saw the bread ready also. Then their host was calling, come and dine. Yes, before the crucifixion also, they had a similar feast. Before the crucifixion, Jesus wanted to celebrate the Passover, and they prepared a feast in the upper room of Jerusalem. And they had a feast, and there Jesus gave them bread and wine in a cup and told, this bread is my body. This cup of wine is my blood. And I am giving you my body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins and to give you life. That was what Jesus told them. Yes, that was one of the feasts that Jesus gave them. Here, on the Galilean beach, they had another feast There, Jesus gave them bread and fish. That also was a feast. They enjoyed it. Yes, this was a foreshadow of the feast in the kingdom of God, he told. Jesus told in the upper room, I will not taste wine till I celebrate the feast with you in the kingdom of God. Yes, the the feast at the upper room, as well as the feast on the Galilean beach, were a foreshadow of the eternal feast in the kingdom of God. We read in Revelation chapter 19, verse 9, those who are invited for the feast or the marriage or the bride, marriage of the Lamb of God, they are blessed. The invitation for the marriage feast or the Lamb of God is given. And in the kingdom of God, that kind of a feast is awaiting. And these two feasts, as well as the feast that we celebrate in our church, the Holy Communion, these are symbols of the feast that is to be done at the marriage feast of Jesus. The church is his bride, and we are awaiting to have a breakfast, to have a feast at Jesus in the kingdom of God. This was the fellowship they had. Yes, when the feast is given, we have to get ready. Are we ready for this kind of a feast? We have to get ready. Yes, first, in the upper room, before the feast, Jesus washed their feet. Just like that, we must have a washing. We must have our sins forgiven. We must have a cleansing heart, cleansed heart, for the feast with Jesus. Yes, very often we are not in terms with others. We may say many things and we may be hating others. Yes, all those things has to be cleansed before having the feast with Jesus. So therefore, let us prepare ourselves for the feast and ask God, as he cleansed the feet of the disciples, clean us, Lord. Make me a pure to attend the feast you are giving me. Yes, that is the fellowship that Jesus called them. Yes, the third invitation is invitation for the mission. After the feast, Jesus called them. First, he called Peter and told. Yes, after the fellowship, he asked Peter three questions. He asked Peter, do you love me more than all these people? Do you love me more than the fish? Do you love me more than all of others? And Jesus and Peter this time was not overconfident. Once when he told that he was to be careful about his life, Jesus told that all will be stumbling at Jesus. All will desert him, he told. And then Peter told confidently, no, no, I am ready to die with you. If all of the others fail, I will be with you. Very overconfident. But the same night, he denied Jesus 3 times. And now, he is not so much confident. He was telling, "Yes, Lord, I love you, then that you know." Very politely, very humbly, he was telling, "I am not boasting. I am very weak." And Jesus, at the same time, called him not Peter, the name he gave him. His former original name was Simon. Simon Jonas. He was weak when Jesus gave him a name, Peter, Cephas, a rock. And this time Jesus called him his original name, Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me more than these? Peter told, "Lord, you know that I love you." The word for love Jesus used and Peter used are 2 different names in the Greek. In Malayalam we say, "Ninakkennodu sneham undo ennu chodichappol kartave enikku ninnodu priyam undu ennu nee ariyunnallo." 2 different names for the same experience. Here, Jesus asked him, "Do you love me more than this?" He says, "I am weak. My love is, you know. I cannot boast anything now." That's what he told. 3 times he asked, "Do you love me? Do you love me?" At each time, Peter told, "Yes, you know my weakness. You know that I love you." That's it. And at each time, Jesus gave him a mission, a duty to give him. The first one, "If you love me, yes, then feed my lambs." My Sunday school children, my lambs, the young ones, my dear Sunday school teachers, the mission that Jesus gave to an apostle is the same one that he has given you. You are also just like an apostle, feeding the sheep, feeding the lambs. Yes. Second time, Jesus gave him, "Feed my sheep." Perhaps it may be, "Feed my Seviga Sangam sisters." Yes, that also is the mission that Jesus gave. Third time, again, he asked and Peter confessed that, "I love you and you know it." Jesus gave him, "Feed my sheep." As a shepherd feeding the sheep, a pastor looking after the believers, you must feed the sheep. That's a mission that Jesus gave him. Yes, after giving that, Jesus told Peter, "Yes, when you are young, you just buckle your belt and go wherever you want, you can decide it yourself. But when you are old, you will stretch your hand and somebody will guide you where you don't want. Then you follow me." That's what Jesus told. Yes, that was telling about his future and as also his martyrdom. Jesus told, "You will be following me to martyrdom." Yes, Peter went to his martyrdom in his old age while he was preaching in Rome. Yes, when he heard that he was going to be arrested, Peter was afraid. There is a story that hearing that He was going to be arrested. He was running away. He wanted to escape. And on his way, he found someone coming against him, carrying a cross. And he knew when he came to near, it was Jesus carrying the cross. Then he asked, "Where are you going, Master?" Kovadis, that is the word used. "Where are you going, Master?" Jesus told, "I am going to Rome to crucify for you, to be crucified for you." And then Peter realized he has to go back and be crucified for the Lord. He told, "No, no, no, I'll go back." He went back, and there he was crucified. It was told that when he was about to be crucified, he told, "I am not worthy to be crucified just like my Lord. Please crucify me upside down so that I can kiss his feet and be with him." Yes, that's the story. Whether he was crucified in that way or not, we do not know. Anyway, he was told about his future. And hearing his future, he was inquisitive. And he saw John, an young man, who claimed that he was loved by Jesus more than all. He all the time say, "Jesus loved me more than all." The man was standing there. When he heard about his future, he inquisitively asked, "How about this man?" Then Jesus, in a way, scolded him and told him, "If I want him to be living until I come back, what is that to you? You mind your business. You are told to follow me. You follow. You need not worry about other people, how they live or die." That was the way Jesus told. Yes, there was a rumor that John would not die until Jesus come back again. Yes, he lived almost at the end of the century, first century. Yes, he was living just like our William Metropolitan. He was still serving, claiming the love of God and preaching about love. Yes, John had visions of God, visions of heaven. He saw Jesus in his revelation. He saw the church. He saw the future of the church. Many things John had his vision and he recorded. Yes, let us pray that our William Metropolitan also live like John the Apostle and have visions of heaven and visions of the Lord and communicate it to the church and to us. So, as we pray for His Lordship, let us realize that God is going to reveal His glory to all who follow Him and devote their life to Him. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, this time we had the invitations, invitation to the discipleship. The disciple who failed in his life was reinstated to continue his mission. That he was given the fellowship with Jesus, which we also are awaiting to see in the kingdom of God. Yes, we are invited for that. And every time we celebrate our Holy Communion, we must realize that it is a shadow of the final feast that we are going in the kingdom of God. We need to be cleansed and enabled to have this fellowship. And God is giving us a mission to do his work. Let us dedicate ourselves and ask the Lord, enable me to be with you in your mission and enable me to have the fellowship with you. May God bless us. Let us pray. One of you, please pray.